On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
Boys and girls out there, it's time for Who the Hell Is This? Where we play 4 10-second clips from a song. It could be obscure from a known band or just an obscure band. Generally, Danny and I like to make these pretty hard for each other because we like to torture each other. So we're going to torture you guys as well and see if you can get both of these. So first, I'm going to play a song, some clips for Danny and see if he can get it, see if you can get it too. So go ahead, play track one. Any clue?
Is it Queen?
It is not Queen. That's not even in the ballpark. Your first hint is this is pretty recent. This came out in 2014. One of the members of this band you know very well. The other three guys, you don't know who the hell they are.
Was he in my wedding?
He was not.
Okay. I just thought I'd make sure.
No, it wasn't the Tony Davis experiment.
All right. Let's go to part two.
All right.
Hey, honey, what's on your mind? You gotta tell me what it's gonna be.
Wow.
Any guess?
It's an audio slave.
It is not. All right. Your first clue was it came out in 2014. This is from their debut album. It is a band. And this guy retired from music in the, I think, late 90s. Became a painter. And then came back with his new band in 2014. He's a guitar player. And they, that's enough. I'll give you more after the next clip.
Okay.
You're keeping me hanging on alive. You don't know.
Any clue? It's European.
European.
2014 debut album. They've released two studio albums.
And I know this guitar player.
Yes, you do. He's a big guy.
Smashing Pumpkins.
That'd be incorrect. All right.
Yeah, it's not even close.
Track four. All right, your last clue is... This guy was all over MTV in the mid to late 80s. He was on the videos, but he wasn't playing the song.
He was on the videos, but he wasn't playing the song.
Correct. There was videos for this group that he was in, but he actually didn't play any of the music in the videos, but he was in all the videos.
Damn. Okay. Man, it sounds a little bit like Greta Van Fleet.
But it's not. All right, I'll give you another clue. This guy's first band that you know him for well was named after his last name is the first band he was in. And his last name is also part of this group, too.
Is it Adrian Vandenberg?
Adrian Vandenberg is the name of the guy. His first band was Vandenberg. What is the name of his new band? Which is this?
Moon Kings.
Yep.
Vandenberg's Moon Kings.
Correct.
Oh, man.
Tough one, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty obscure. Jeez.
And those albums are good. You should listen to them. We probably haven't listened to them in a while. Because we have lives and we can't listen to everything we own.
Yeah, I have over a year's worth of music on my computer.
Yeah, and I'll never get to hear it all.
No. Well, that's a cool song.
Yeah, it is. It's called Close to You off of their debut album 2014. Yeah, it's a bunch of guys from, I guess, his hometown. And I think he's from Denmark, isn't he? He's Danish? Adrian Vandenberg?
He's Scandinavian. I thought he was Swedish, but maybe...
No, he's definitely not Swedish. I think it's Denmark or around there. He's not Swiss, but yeah, he's Scandinavian. But yeah, the band is on All Unknowns, and the singer's really good too. The band is good. It's worth revisiting. I think I'm going to revisit those again.
Yeah.
That's why I like doing bits like this, because I was, oh yeah, this one was good. I forgot about this.
Yeah, nice. That was a good one.
Yeah, so hopefully people out there actually got that. That was a tough one.
Yeah, it was.
So now you're going to give me a tough one, or it's going to be easy?
No, this one... you might get this one, though.
Is it Saxon?
No! No.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, none of my stuff that we listen to is Saxon this time, so okay. That's a hint.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
Okay. So let's go ahead. Play track one, and I'll give you maybe a hint after the...
Okay. After this. Wow, sounds great, but I have no freaking clue who that is.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Is it the Defiance?
No.
Okay.
No, but you're not really far off. It's kind of a... So 1991, I think this band had two albums. They may have only had one. Yeah, I'm going to let it go with that.
Okay, so it's not a front... It's 92. It's not one of those New Frontiers acts. Okay.
It's 91.
All right, let's look at track number two. I'm in the back of the class. You know where the gum is chewed. Since a little girl had a day. God, that voice sounds familiar, but I still can't place it. First thing that popped in my head was Love Hate, but that's not Love Hate.
Nope.
Oh, is it Hardcore Superstar?
No, that is incorrect. This lead singer went on to front a enormous band.
Okay, maybe that's why it sounds familiar. Okay, track three. Almost a total wreck. It's a shame, I guess. She's a high school mess. Man, who the heck is that? You stumped me. 91, you said?
Yep.
I know this is wrong, but Bang Tango.
Nope, that is incorrect. The guitar player in this band is Bruce Boulay from Racer X.
Okay. All right.
You might get it after this next one.
Well, I know he's been in a couple bands, so let's check four. All right, is it The Scream?
Yes, that is correct. And who's the singer?
John Corabi.
That's right.
But I was, that doesn't really sound like John Corabi in that song, but I was thinking it might have been Racer X, too.
Ah, nope.
But, because that was right before then. Good one. I think that song is on a soundtrack or something.
Yeah, that's a great song. Young and Dumb.
Encino Man, I believe. Remember that movie?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Pauly Shore, yeah. And Brendan Fraser. Not a great movie.
No, Young and Dumb sounds about right.
Yeah. Good one. Wow. The Scream and Vandenberg's Moon Kings. That definitely qualifies for Who the Hell Is This?
Oh, absolutely.
So hopefully we turn somebody on to this stuff. If you like what you heard, go out there and check it out. whatever.
I wouldn't imagine that nobody knows who John Corabi went on to front, but he had an amazing album with Motley Crue.
Union?
That is correct.
Yes. Oh, you mean Motley Crue. Okay.
Yeah.
Dead Daisies? Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right. Good one. And go, click.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond, 24 hours a day, and can be heard on Orange Radio, Streama, Radio.net, Shoutcast, and Radionomy.com.
Now it's time to cover this.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, time to do a bit we call Cover This, where we play a 30-second clip of a cover song, and we make the other person guess the name of the original band, the name of the song, and the covering band. Usually, the covering band is the hard part, so Mark, go ahead and play the file that I sent you.
All right, here we go. Hopefully, it's easy. Okay, good one. Well, obviously the original is by Led Zeppelin. Whole Lot of Love.
Yep.
Now the covering. This could go many ways because I know who's singing, but this person singing is also a solo artist and has been in a couple bands. It's Sammy Hagar.
This is a band.
It's Sammy Hagar singing.
Yes.
But it could go many different ways. All right, my guess is this Sammy Hagar in the Circle?
Yes, that is correct.
Yes, because my next guess was Van Halen or Chickenfoot.
Yeah, I would have guessed Chickenfoot first, but nope, this is the Circle.
Yeah, the only reason I didn't say Chickenfoot is it didn't sound like Satriani for me for some reason. So.
Yeah, he's got a definite tone. Was playing not just from the guitar setup, but you know his fingers are very specific.
And is this on a live album?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I know they put a studio album out, but that obviously sounded live.
Yeah, this Jason Bonham has a whole rap before the song talking about his dad and Led Zeppelin and all that, and his family. So then they break into a Whole Lot of Love. It's pretty cool.
It sounded great.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
That band is tight.
Yeah, there's no weak links in that band.
Nah.
I've never seen them, though. I'd like to see them because I know they do Sammy's career. They do some Zeppelin and some Van Halen. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I saw Chickenfoot, but I've never seen The Circle.
Yeah, I've never seen Chickenfoot either. Yeah. I've seen Sammy and Van Halen. I don't know if I've seen Sammy solo. That's one of those guys I just hadn't, I don't know.
I did see Sammy solo right after Van Halen.
Okay.
And I saw him in Van Halen a couple times. But.
Okay, that was cool.
All right. Yeah.
Now I got a cover for you that you're definitely going to know the song, but I'm not sure you're going to get the artist. I think we did the same thing this time. We played some obvious covers. But the covering artist is the tough part. So, yes.
Right.
Same here. You really like a Molly. All right, Danny.
I know that's Do You Love Me?
Yep. Correct.
The original band, I know Kiss did it, but I'm not sure Kiss is the actual first group that did that song.
They are. The one you're thinking of is King of the Nighttime World, which is not a Kiss original. But Do You Love Me is an actual Kiss original.
Okay.
So you got the first two. Now the tough part.
I'm going to say, is that Lita Ford?
I knew that's what you're going to say, and you'd be wrong.
Ugh.
All right. The hint is this came out in 1985 on an album called Running Wild. Who's the band?
Running Wild. Is that the name of the band?
No.
Is it Vixen?
It is not Vixen. But you're on the right path. It is an all-female band.
Is it that band we saw in M3?
No.
Is it Rock Goddess?
It is not, but you're getting much closer.
Dang it.
It is a British female band that predates Rock Goddess.
I didn't think there were many bands that predated Rock Goddess. I thought they were like...
Oh, there's one that you're going to hit yourself in the head for.
Oh.
And they got famous because they recorded a lot. They got paired up with Motorhead a lot.
Yeah.
They actually recorded a single with Motorhead, too. And they were just as pretty as Motorhead.
Is it the band that did Cherry Bomb?
No. That's an American band. You're thinking of the Runaways. Not the Runaways.
Man, the only thing I can see in my head is Motorhead and Rock Goddess.
All right, here's a good hint for you. Brittany Fox also did a song, and it's the name of this band.
Oh, Girl School.
Yay! Correct.
Oh, dang it.
You forgot about Bark School, man. Jeez. Yeah, they were the... First, pretty much the first heavy metal band in the 80s to kind of sort of break. They're okay. They had a couple good songs, but
yeah.
They kind of paved the way for the Lita Fords of this world. I mean, the Runaways was first. I think Girl School was next. And then Rock Goddess and Vixen.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'd never heard Girl that School. One before. Now, I've heard... the band Girl with Phil Lewis and Phil Collins did Do You Love Me in their band, but I actually didn't know Girl School did it until I stumbled across it.
Man, I was sure that was a Kiss cover song, too.
Now that's the King of the Nighttime World. Same album, Destroyer.
Yeah.
Man, you could be right, but I don't think so.
But I'm not going to bother researching it.
No, I'm sure some Kiss geek... More geeky than us will tell us.
Yeah.
That was Kim Fowle, you bastard, or whoever. You know.
Who was that guy in, like, Arkansas or something?
Oh, I mean, the guy, our listener? He's in Mississippi.
Yeah. Mississippi, yeah. Maybe he'll tell us.
Yeah, him and his buddies seem to know a lot, so.
Yeah.
There's another guy in Minnesota who listens, too. We're worldwide now, man.
Worldwide. Prestige worldwide.
Yeah. The money's about to come in. Or not.
Yeah, I'm not putting a pool in the backyard.
Yeah.